Popcorn night. People are watching you. You could have done anything with your life, and you just feel it in your bones that you need to be an actor. Heck yes. We need you because I need something to watch on Friday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. What day is it? I don't know, but I need to watch your performance. Keep it going. Keep rocking. Thank you for being an actor. We need you. My name is Casey Lloyd. Thank you so much for checking out my podcast. Did you come up with a financial plan, or at least look at where you're spending that is keeping you down, keeping you in the mud as an actor, that's keeping you rigid, right? We want to fix our finances so that we can be fluid, we can be on our toes, we can be moving on our feet and killing it as performers. If you haven't done the finances, look into your finances. Today, I want to talk about Shades of Grey, not the Dominatrix book. When I was younger in high school, I walked out of the Star Wars film. Oh, I can't remember the title. It was the third one of the prequels where Anakin becomes Darth Vader. Spoiler alert, if you didn't know that, for those who've never watched Star Wars, which there are people out there, I walked out of the theater with my friends and was like, that was the worst movie I've ever seen. That was, I hated it. I still to this day, I don't really like it. I've watched it a couple times and just can't get behind it. But I had a friend and he was like, Casey, you are a Sith because you only deal in absolutes. And my high school brain could not comprehend what he was talking about. Like, I didn't understand. I'm like, what do you mean absolutes? What are you talking about? It was a trashy movie. It was just CGI garbage. None of the actors wanted to be there at that point. You could tell, like, the dialogue, no one liked being in that film. I watched that film again recently. I'm like, no one likes to be in this film, to be honest. I don't know. My opinion. But the absolute thing is what I want to talk about today. When I first met my wife, we would have lots of conversations over dinner about, she's very much a humanitarian and people's rights. And I, on the other side, was very much and still am a big protector of the environment and the environmental space and species extinction, all very important to me. And we'd have these back and forth conversations. Really in-depth conversations and heated opinion discussions of these two topics. And it was in the process of these conversations that I finally kind of realized what my friend in high school was talking about, where I was the Sith Lord only dealing in absolutes, only dealing in black and white. And what that means is you are hardened, right? Like you have a hard belief of, it is either this or that. There is no in between. And so when I met my wife and how we were able to have these really awesome, meaningful discussions is because we were exploring the shades of gray. We were exploring the in between. Because if you deal in absolutes, if you are currently a Sith Lord, and we all are, there's going to be some place in our life where we take a hard line on a topic, and that hard line might be shooting ourselves in the foot. You can easily look at this in American politics. One way where we've taken a hard line and that we've hosed ourselves in this quote-unquote democracy is the fact that we've made two sides. We've made the Empire and the Rebels. It's the red and blue, right? We've put ourselves into two boxes and we don't want to discuss the actual topics and the shades of gray and the sticky matter. We just want to be like, I'm red, I'm blue, I'm voting this way, peace out. And that becomes really, really dangerous. Where this relates to in the acting space is you'll go to a workshop and you'll hear a casting director say, you know, self-tapes. You've got to have a blank wall, right? Or no props. Or you'll hear no costumes. You'll also go into an acting class and you might hear someone say, you know, something like, don't ever play the emotion. Or you'll hear a lot of people say a lot of things that sound concrete. And I want to tell you first, right off the bat, from my own mouth, that nothing in this industry is concrete. And even the things that I say on this podcast, take everything with a grain of salt, because nothing in this industry, nothing is absolute. Why? We're dealing with people. Again, I'm probably going to say this a lot in this podcast. This is a people industry. We're messy creatures, and we live in the shades of gray. The only places where we don't necessarily live in the shades of gray, and I'm even going to put a counter argument in, is there are scientific facts. I am huge into science. I used to want to be a kinesiology major, and I started out college going into sports medicine. So the scientific method to me is sick. There are scientific facts out there that are pointed with like so many studies and stuff that point to one thing. However, even scientists are even hesitant to say with certainty one thing is black and white, because what that means is they are so certain that that's 100%. But when you look back at history, right, there's a little shade of gray there, right? We used to think the world was flat. And there were some scientists, they're like dead to rights, like, no, the world is flat, 100%. And there are probably some scientists back there like, maybe, but I don't know. I'm going to leave like 1% wiggle room to say that we're wrong. And then eventually over time, we learn, you know, technology evolved, mindset evolved, everything evolved. And we're like, oh, no, we're actually kind of wrong about that. But now we're pretty confident, 100%, you know, pretty confident that the world is round. But at the end of the day, hey, you know, we might eventually learn that we're in the matrix and we're all just living in bubbles. Who knows? You know? So even with science, even though there's pretty strong facts and I, you know, want to live my life in those fact ranges for certain things that I've done high quality research on, I still give myself, you know, the ability to think openly about that stuff. And that allows us to have the conversation. This was a mindset, or it might have come from the martial arts. I don't know if this necessarily was said per se by Bruce Lee or just the martial arts in general. If you're in the martial arts and you want to leave me a comment somewhere and let me know which one this is, but Bruce Lee believed in, so the story was, Bruce Lee did all these martial arts classes when he was younger, right? And he was doing the form and he was perfecting the form and he was just killing it. But then he went out and he eventually like got in a street fight and he got his ass kicked. And he was realizing like, why had I been training and getting everything perfect, but why did I still lose? Then he came up with this mantra of take what's useful, discard what isn't, and then add what's uniquely your own. And that's what I want you to come away with after listening to this podcast, because there is no specific way to get a foothold in this industry. There are tons of different ways. You could do social media. You can network. You can meet someone in acting class. You can write your own thing. You could produce your own thing. Like, there are so many different ways to make it and feel successful in this industry that whenever someone in a place of quote unquote power or knowledge in this industry says one thing that sounds black and white, that is a time when I seriously am wary of everything else that person has to say. Because we're in a people industry And again, exploring the shades of gray is really important because it keeps you flexible and malleable as an actor. And one of the things that I love to do, and I recently have found out with self-tapes, is, you know, I live in a small apartment, and, you know, the quote unquote knowledge of, you know, the self-tape thing that I've heard by so many different casting directors is you got to have a blank wall, blank background, don't get anything distracting, don't wear costumes. And I did Audrey Moore, shout out to Audrey Helps Actors. I did her self-tape challenge this last year for the first time. And my room was so small that I didn't have a backdrop. Like I actually own a backdrop stand and stuff, but I didn't have the space for my camera, and my camera didn't zoom out enough. And so it just physically wasn't able to do that in the space that I had. So I just shot in the corner. And what I found about for myself that I enjoyed in the corner was the corner added some depth to my shot, where the blank wall just kind of gives a flat wall. And when you think about it, when you're watching a film, like, when do you see an actor just against a flat wall? Like, it's not a thing. And so in my mind, having some depth gives a little bit of a feeling like I'm actually in a film. And then I added a little bit of costume, not like, didn't go overboard. Some of them I did, some of them played around with, and I actually liked them. But the key was that I really found is at the end of the day, it comes down to your performance. So the discussion I would have with any casting director, I would say, is, well, don't you just care about the performance, right? So if something's not distracting, right, obviously I don't want a background that's crazy distracting from my performance, or a costume that's crazy distracting from my performance. But if I give you a little something, something that adds to my performance, what does it really matter, right? Like, you're not actually going to critique my stuff if I'm killing the performance. And that's what I've heard the through line. When you really listen and you sift through this through line that goes through the shades of gray, that was a weird visual. When you listen to the through line that sifts through the shade of gray, you will always hear in self-tape land that performance is really what matters, right? We have to be able to see you and hear you, and that's about it. So whatever else you do, you don't need to go out and buy a backdrop. You don't need a whatever color, blue, beige, tan. Like, that's all. If you hear a black and white answer, that's not actual reality for this industry. However, you might want to clock that specifically for that casting director, though. That's kind of important. If they're a black and white person and they're not going to change their mentality, but you want into that person's reality, their projects, then you kind of do got to feed their black and white reality. You got to be like, all right, well, this person only wants a blank wall that's white. So maybe for that casting director, you just find your blank wall that's white. But I bet somebody do a test. I might even test this. I might find a casting director's like tick that they don't like and go against the grain and try to book a project. So let's say, you know, you find that casting director that only wants that blue, like muted blue backdrop thing because it makes your skin tone look the best or whatever shit. I might just try to keep sending them auditions with like a brown background and like some costume and some crazy makeup or something. And I bet at the end of the day, playing that test, it might pan out in my favor as long as I kill it with my performance. I don't know. In my thought process, the shades of gray, I think that's really going to win out. So here's the homework assignment for you. As an actor, what kind of black and white mindset things do you have about yourself that's holding you back? Because a black and white mindset does keep you rigid and prevents you from doing the things that you might want to actually do as an actor. I'll give you a black and white thing that I kind of have in my head right now. My face looks weird without a beard. That's kind of a black and white thing of like, I definitely think my face looks weird to other people without a beard. So I don't want to shave my beard. Now, I know that's a rigid choice, and so I'm dealing with the consequences. I might get a lot of roles if I shave my beard, but I like my beard, and I think it actually makes me more castable. So these are the type of things of like, what are the things that you say about yourself that are so rigid that maybe if you were to explore different avenues in that mindset, you might actually be more successful as an actor. So look at your mindset, see if you can explore the shades of gray. Here's another homework assignment. Go have conversations with people and, you know, politics, hot topic that is, stressful for a lot of people. Go have conversations, or when you find yourself in conversations with other people for things that you are like, no, it's this. Take a moment and do this over time, repetition as a habit to build this up, right? Build this up, explore the shades of gray. So instead of trying to convince that person of your black and white opinion, just listen. Listen to the other person. Listen to how they came to that kind of that thought process. And still, don't take judgment. Just make a habit of just listening and, you know, asking more questions, trying to learn. And then maybe once you feel comfortable doing that, start having a discussion and explore your own shades of gray. Maybe explore your own black and white mentality of like, how did I get to this mindset thing? How did I get there? And then maybe that can help you untangle that web and no longer be the Sith Lord that only deals in absolutes. That's your homework assignment. Enjoy that. It's a sticky one. It's hard. It's challenging, but you're worth it. And if this stuff interests you further, I'm a life coach in the acting space. You can check out more about me at caseylloyd.com/coaching. Thank you guys so much for checking out this podcast. I appreciate it. I hope you are having a fantastic holiday season, and keep going, keep pursuing your dream, because we need more entertainers, more performers dedicated to their craft, living their best lives, and sparked and energized, because those are the performances I want to see and I want to hear, and that's why I'm doing this podcast. So thank you so much. I will catch you guys next Wednesday. Take it easy.